Okay, today's daf is Bavasra daf Kuf Samach. Kuf Samach, and we are starting the last perek in Maseches Bavasra, Perek Get Pashut. And not only, if we think about it in the larger terms, not only is it the last perek in Maseches Bavasra, it is the last perek in Maseches Nezikin. It is the 30th perek in Maseches Nezikin. As we know, originally, the Gemara says in one place, Kula Nizik and Chadim Masechta Have, where it says that in Baba Kama and Daf Kuf Beis, and many early sources discuss that this used to be one Masechta, just like Kalim. Kalim, we say, oh, Kalim's the longest Masechta. Kalim's 30 Prakim also. And if you ever have, we have a picture book on Kalim, and it has the first 10 Prakim, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. So there too, all the three Babas of Kalim, but here too, the three Babas of the three chalakim of Maseches Nezikin, just like there is Seder Nezikin, we also by Taurus, you have a Masechta and you have a Seder. But here too, the Rambam writes, in the Hakdama to his Pirush Mishnayos, where he discusses the order of all of the Masechtas, the Rambam goes through Zman Nakat, the six Sedarim, and then he goes one by one, why each Masechta follows the next one. Brachos, Peah, Demai, Kelayim, he goes straight through. So when he talks about the beginning of Seder Nezikin, the Rambam writes, Acher kach chilei kamaymar benezikin. Then comes nezikin. V'chilei kamaseches harishona l'shlosha chalakim. V'chilei maseches rishona l'shlosha chalakim. That's the language of the Rambam, right? In Arabic, translated into Hebrew. Pirush Mishnayos, we know, was written in Arabic. So he split up the first mesechta into three parts. V'hischil b'bava kama. Right, and he started with Baba Kama. V'inyano l'daber on nezikin u'shmiratam. And the inyan of Baba Kama is to talk about nezek and shmira. We know the first six prakam of Baba Kama is about nizkei mamon, my property damaging. Seventh, ninth, and tenth is about geneva and gazela, about my stealing other people's property. It's also maybe a form of nezek. And the eighth parak there is chavala, wounding. Also damaging somebody else's body. So that's a good question. Why is it 7th, 9th, to 10th? Why is it 7th, 8th, and 9th, and then Chovel at the end? Not for now. But that's all Nezek. Shor, Bar, Mave, Hever, Chovel. V'ein ha-shofet rashoi lahakdim davar kodim sheyasir ha-hezek mibidei adam. The first thing a judge must do is to remove damages to neighbors. That's why Baba Kama comes first. The second part of this Masechta, Baba Metzia, interpersonal issues that come up, right? Claims and guards and renters. Anytime there's any kind of machlokas between parties, just like the pasuk did in Mishpatim, sha'achar dine shor ubar v'hever. Right, that's part two of our Masechta. And finally, we have part three of our Masechta, V'yachar kach, Baba Basra. The last sha'ar, the last Baba, V'inyano, what is Baba Basra about? As we know, five different topics. L'daber v'chilek karkos, that's the first parak. Talk about splitting up jointly owned properties. Discussions of Shutfin. That was the first parak. HaShutfin. V'hadinin b'inyin hadiros hamashutafos v'ashkunos. Also the first parak. Halachas regarding, again, jointly owned properties. And then we had, then he says, U'bito mekach u'memkar b'muma nimsa. And bito mekach u'memkar. When he talks about areas of buying things and selling things, what's included, what's not included. That's already the fourth parak. Fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. Spoke about Mocher Bayis, Mocher Sfina, Mocher Paris, Beis Kurani, Mocher Lecha. Those are the four prakim in the middle that talk about different types of Mekach U'Memkar. But the Rambam also includes, I guess, in Shutzvin, the second and the third parak here. The second parak, which was all about Harchakas Nizakin, also having to do with parties that live near each other, not Shutzvin, but neighbors, and what I have to do to prevent Nezak going to you. That was the second parak. And the third parak, Chaskas Abatim, which is also about neighborly, you're in my property, go off my property, I'm in your property. So that's all the first part. And then, Uladaber Binyan Mekach U'Memkar, the Rambam continues, V'hechai roi ladun behem, and then he has V'ha Arevos V'ha Yerushos. Arevos, and which is, we didn't get to yet, that's the end of the Masechta, and Yerushos, which was the eighth parak we just did, which is Yesh Nochlin. Yesh Nochlin, we had Yerusha, you talk about Mishameis, talk about the Shchemira, and once we talk about Shchemira, we talk about Get Pashut, which Be'ez Hashem we are starting in a moment. V'seder HaChelak HaZeh Ba'achrona, and this we did at the beginning of Baba Basra, on that base, now we're doing it again, Kuf Samach. Right, 158 blot ago. Says the Rambam, why is Baba Basra last? Bishvil shekulo kabbalah v'divrei svaris v'lo hisbar min haTorah. Remember, this is, it's all based on logic. How many psukim do we have as makoros for the Didim Baba Basra? It happens to be today we're going to find two psukim, but they're going to be ramazin. They're not going to be hint. They're going to be hints. But the Rambam says so much of Baba Basra is that. Well, you have Bamitzia, you have the Dalet Shomrim, and you have Shnayim Ofsin Batalis. You have the items based on psukim. You have Hashavas Aveda. You have Hamafkid. Hazav, Ezeo Neshach, Ezeo Ona'a, Rivis, Bamatia is all psukim. Baba Kam is also all psukim. You have all the, you have the Dalet Avos Nezikin, and you have Kineva and Gzela, Kefel, and Chovel, the five payments of Chovel. So that's all psukim. You come to Baba Basra, think about it. Cheskes Abatim. What's Cheskes Abatim based on? Chazakis, logic, selling. Fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh parak. What's that all based on? Mekach HaMemkar. What's included in sales? What's not included in sales? What's the Umdana? So hardly any psukim. Yerusha, okay. I mean, Yerusha is based on psukim, details of Yerusha. But the concept of Yerusha, inheritance, even applies to the Umos Olam. Misha Meis, that somebody on their deathbed says something, it should be taken seriously. Okay, it should be taken seriously. So a lot of it is not. It's based on Svaras. It's not included in the Torah. That's why it's put afterwards. Ukeshehodia inyan adinin, hischa ledaber al dayanim, gozri adinim ahem. And that's why, coming up, Bezal Hashem, is once we start talking about dinim, between parties, Baba Basra, then we speak about the people who judge those dinim dayanim, and that's how we get into Sanhedrin, which Be'ez Hashem will be coming up in a little while. Okay, so that is just backgrounds, where we're up to appreciate. We are up to the last Masechta in Masechas Nezikin, in Masechas Baba Basra, the 30th parak. Maybe it was split up, just Siyata Deshmaya, so there should only be one Masechta that people find difficulty in taking for a yard site. Not two Masechtas. Kalim, that people usually split up Kalim, but Baba Basra usually people are a little more familiar with. Okay, let's get into it. Get Pashut. The Mishnah here discusses Shtaris. This parak has much to do with Shtaris, documents. Why is Dine Shtaris brought here? So the end of the first Tosfos says, because in the previous perek we were talking about different types of shtaris, of somebody writing all of their properties to someone else, giving away all their properties, right, the fifth to last line in the top Tosfos, agav detana perek mishemes bekosev shtar shekasav kol nechasav bibrius ubishchemira. Since we're talking about shtaris there, it comes up, so tana hacha gepashut da'iri bishtaris. So here too we talk about shtaros, which is related to the one of the Mishnayos there. So the Mishnah talks about that there are two types of shtaros. There's what is called a get pashut, a simple open document, and what we'll see in a second, get mekushar, a tied up shtar. Why isn't this part called shtar pashut? What is it called? Get pashut? What's get? Usually a get is a get. But it's a get pashut, so the Rashbam and Tosfos both say that the word get just means a shtar. It has come to mean a specific type of shtar that's used to break up a marriage. But really, the word get means shtar. The top Rashbam says shtar pashut. That's how he translates it. And the top Tosis, kol shtar chov kori get. Any shtar chov is called a get. Kedamar, get chov shein b'achrayis. Like it says in Baba Kama, a get chov. Right, so get really is the word that means shtar. If you look in the Tosfos Yontif, beginning of Meseches Gittin, the first Tosfos Yontif in Meseches Gittin, second one, get Lashon Arami. Get is an Aramaic term. Sefer Krisus Miturgam Get Peturin. Sefer Krisus is called Get Peturin. That's why it's came to mean that. V'lo Tishma L'mashakasav HaTishbi. Don't listen to what the Tishbi says. I don't think he's talking about Eliyahu Hanavi here. Right? Don't listen to what the Tishbi says. Shah Tosvos Nostim Tam Shanikra Get Lefishi Ishbo Yudbe Shuros. You know why it's called a get? Because every get has 12 lines. Right? It has 12 lines. Get is Gematria 12. So you know why it's called a get? What we call a get. A divorce document. Why is it called a get? Because it has 12 lines. He says, I don't like that pshat. Why? Shalokein Huela Ifcha. Ifcha. No, it's the opposite. The opposite. It's called a get, and that's why the minhag is to write it in 12 lines. It's not that it's 12 lines, therefore we call it a get. It's the opposite. Because we call it a get, it's called There's a minhag to have it in 12 lines. V'yabagav, the shar sharis pa'amim na'am ikari get, and even though other sharis are also called the get, but mikamakom lahusrach lafarish kan get isha. You don't have to explain the word get. How maybe get, maybe dinasayan. Mishum de berov mikomos, hecha diktani get stam, I ribeget isha. Most of the time, it means get isha. One of those minority times is right here in our mesechta, and that is get pashit. Some of you might be familiar with the thought that I've heard shame a number of achronim. I saw it here in the Ma'oris Hadaf, quoted in the name of the Maharit al-Ghazi. Maharit al-Ghazi says that get, why is it called a get? Why is it that this, the divorce document, is what has come to be called a get? And that is because if you look in the Torah, the letters Gimel and Tess are never near each other. The letters Gimel and Tess are never near each other in Tanakh, and therefore there can never be a better word to designate the separation affected by a debil divorce. That's Gimel and Tess. There's another reason given why it is called that, as we just said. Now we have two reasons. We have number one, the 12 lines, and number two, the fact that the letters are never written together. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and obviously you need Rav Chaim Kanievsky to make this ha'ara, and that is Gimel and Tess are not the only letters that aren't next to each other in Tanakh. They're not the only one. We'll take his word for it by Gimel and Tess. But they're not the only letters. He says Gimel and Kaf, Zayin and Tess, Zayin and Tzadik, Samach and Tzadik. There were a few of them. Few of them that aren't next to each other in Tanakh. So why were Gimel and Tess singled out? Because 12 lines. So you have to put the two reasons together. It's 12 lines. It's not next to each other in the Torah. Why this more than the other five examples? Because of the 12 lines. Right? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you put these two together. It's from Tamei Dekra. Right? His little sefer on Chumash, Tamei Dekra and Pashas Kiseitse. That's where he writes that you put these two reasons together of the Maharit al-Ghazi and the one quoted in the Tosfos Yontif. Then you come up to the reason why it's called a get. Good. So now we start. We've spoken about the Hakdava. Now we've spoken about the first word in the Masechta. How about we get in the Perek? But how about now we get into the last 17 blot of this Masechta? So, says the Gemara, get Pashut. As we said, there are two types of documents. Get Pashut, a simple document, which is exactly like we have documents today, right? A star, you have Edav Mitocho, the witnesses are on the inside, meaning on the front of the document. You write the document, the witnesses are on the bottom. Wonderful, beautiful. Mikushar Edav Me'achorav. But a get Mikushar, a document that is tied up, the Edim are on the back, on the other side. What is a tied up document? So there are many different pshatim in the Rishonim. Exactly what does it mean, a get Mikushar, a document that is tied up? Rashbam, Rashi elsewhere, Tosfos here in one part says that what does it get in Pashut? How do you describe it? The toface, meaning the generic form of the document, that's normal. That's written exactly as we have on a get Pashut. But the toref, the specifics, the names, the dates, all of the personal items, that's written in an unusual way. And that's called Mekushar. How is it written? You write one line on top, and then you fold it over. According to some Rishonim, you tie it. You don't just fold it over, you tie it closed. And then you fold it over, and then you write the next line. And then you fold it over, and you tie it. And then every other line you write, and you fold over, and some say you tie it, some say you don't tie it. Either way, it is a document that cannot be read simply. It either has to be untied or unfolded. That is a get Mekushar. Why do we write such a type of star? We will see, and when we get to on Amud Beis. Tosfos quotes another daya that maybe there are no blank lines here somehow, that you just squeeze in certain words. He says this in right, because there's a line in the Gemara that we'll see is that if you have a get Mekushar, you can open it and read it. If there were any spaces, you wouldn't be able to read it properly. So he has one day that there is no spaces, just fold it in a different way. The Meiri's here says, the Meiri's Lashon is, Ve'echus malacha zu mevulbal bi'adam afarshim. So everybody's confused exactly what the what it means. Why? You know why? Because we don't have these. Even in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have these. Days of the Mishnah. They didn't use them anymore. Nobody, I'm sorry, let me go back. In the days of the Rishonim, talk about the Mishnah, they had it, it's in the Mishnah. In the days of the Rishonim, they didn't have these get Mekushas anymore. That's why nobody knew exactly how to make them. They didn't use them. Zeel Marbako, Ve'en Lanu Hechrech Al Echa Min Abiyurim Shabab. We don't know exactly what it means. But the Miri says, what I think it means, what Shagur Bafinu is, he had, write three lines, then you fold over three lines. Then write three lines, then you fold over three lines. That was the Miri's shot. Either way, there are many different shot in the Rishonim, how to understand, get Mekushar, but the common denominator is, it's that you write some, you fold some, you tie some. Very much more difficult, it's not read straight. So, get Pashit, Eidim, Mitocho, so Mekushar, Eidim, Yecharev. This type of get, the Eidim, sign on the back, meaning after you fold it over, they sign on the back. They don't sign right under the information. That's one difference. Pashut shekasvu edav me'achorav. What happens if you did the opposite? If you have a simple, regular, straight star and the edim signs on the back, or mikusher shekasvu edim mitocho, you have a get mikusher which the edim signed in the inside. Shneim sulim. They're pasul. They're pasul if you do it this way. Why? Why are they pasul? Three different shatim are there. Pasul. We'll get to that. Let's just at least read the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer. No. Mekusha shakasu edam mitocho kashur. A mekusha that you wrote the edam inside, it's okay. It's kosher. Why? Bepisha yacho laso so pashut. Because you could just open it up and read it normally. Right? This was Tosfos Izraya. That if there was any space, you can't read it normally. You have the missing spaces. It's what's called Efshar Lehizdayev. You could forge, you could write stuff in between. So that's why Tosfos says, maybe there is no space. But other Rishonim have to say, no, so there'll be some space, it's okay. But Chanina ben Gamliel says, you can open up a Mekushar, and that's why, at least in that direction, it would be kosher. Rishim ben Gamliel Omer, Hakol Kemenega Medina. Rashbag says, you go like the Menega Medina. What does that mean? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Right, Rashi says, the Gemara Mefarish. I mentioned to my Talmidim yesterday in Yeshiva. Rashi was an expert teacher. Rashi was one of the best teachers that we ever had, if not the best. And he continues. So someone in my Talmidim said, who did he teach? I said, he teaches us today. Right? He's teaching us today. Why? Because sometimes every teacher, sometimes somebody asks a question, we'll get there. Don't worry, you don't have to know that now. Exactly what Rashi says, but Gemara Mefarish. Why does Rashi say, either Rashi could say nothing, or Rashi could say, explain the whole quote to Gemara. This is the Rashbam, not Rashi. He learned it from his grandfather. Or Rashi's coming back, 18 days. Right? So I think we love the Rashbam too. It's all in the family. But says the Rashbam gets it from his grandfather. Why? He said, I'll give you information, but I'm not giving you information. I'll tell you, we'll explain it next week. B'gemara mefarish. That's the godless of a teacher. He knows what information we need and what information we don't need. That's a Rashi, that's a Rashbam. Okay, so Hakol Kemenega Medina. Finishing up. Get Pashut, another difference. Eida Bishnayim. A Get Pashut has two witnesses. Like we all have two witnesses. Umikusher Bishlosha. But a Mekusher has three witnesses. Again, we'll see why in the Gemara. Those are the two differences between the documents. Where do the Edim sign and how many Edim sign? Right, that's besides the physical difference between the documents. And Pasha Shekasabo Ed Echad, if a Pasha only has one witness, Umakusha Shekasabo Shnei Edim, two witnesses, Shnehem Psulim. If you're missing any of the witnesses that are supposed to be on it, they are Pasul. Good. Let's go back now to the earlier line of the Mishnah, though. The Mishnah says that according to the Tanakhama, the get pashut or get makusher that has the edim signing on the wrong place, pasul. Why pasul? So says the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam on the second wide line. Shelo naasu ketikun chachamim. Chazal made up these two types of details of shtaris, and therefore, if you didn't do like the rabbi said, you lose. The question is, though, isn't shtar a concept daraisa? Shtar is a concept daraisa. We're gonna have psukim in the telling us the we're gonna have in the from Navi in the Gemara. But the concept of a shtar. Remember, if the shtar is not good daraisa, so that we get into the issues of mipiyim and mipiksavam, right? Selling a shtar might be drabanan. But writing a get, shtar mechira, shtar isa. All of a sudden, how could the rabbi say, you know, if you don't do it in this way, it's going to be puzzle. So this gets into the sugya of, if there is a concept d'oraisa, we have this by mitzvah a lot. If there is a concept d'oraisa and the rabbanon tell us how to do it, if we don't do it in that way, it has no status. It's not a mitzvah. Here, it's not a mitzvah. But here, we could say that Rabbanan can knock out a concept d'oraisa, a shtar, if we don't do it like they say. Where did this come up? Many places. Just quote you three or four again. It's been a while since we have last discussed this. This is all, though, pshat number one of the Mishnah. Why is it possible if you don't write that the Eidim don't have it in, don't sign in the right spot? Because shelo nasu k'dikin chachamenu. First, probably the most oft-quoted issue related to this is the Machlokas Tosfos in the Ran and Masechta Sukkah, where Tosfos says on Daf Gimel in Masechta Sukkah, talking about a very little sukkah, a sukkah which only has room for my table, but not for my room for me and not for my table. So I'm going to keep my table outside the sukkah. I'm going to take my soup with my spoon, bring it out of it, back into my sukkah and eat it. Wonderful, midaraisa, no problem. Comes along Beis Shammai and says, no way. Gezeira, shemi mashech achar shulchano. It's very possible you're going to lean over, you can eat outside the sukkah. So that sukkah is possible, midarabanan. Says Beis Hillel, no, I'm not worried. So said the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Ches later on in Sukkah quotes the language, but it's quoted here back on Daf Gimel in Sukkah. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, if you use that type of sukkah, lo kiyamta sukkah miyamecha. You have never been mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So you take that lashon literally. Says Tosfos, how could you say? What do you mean never? It's an isad psul derabanan. Midaraisa you sing in the sukkah. Says Tosfos, afilu midaraisa lo kiyam. No. Once the Rabbanan come and wipe out the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah even on a daraisa level. That is the language of Tosfos. You look in the Ran day is on the Mishnah. Later on, you'd base him a base in the Daf Yarif. Lav dafka. Tahamid Rabbanan u de mitzvah. Shebe yimashach achar shulchano. Elahachi ka'amar. Lokiyata mitzvahs sukkah kara'ui. Ukiritzon chachamim. That is the machlokas Tosfos and the Ran. In this context, did the Rabbanan wipe out the mitzvah totally or not? And then the Ran quotes a parallel. But even in the parallel is a machlokas. But it's the Ran l'shitaso. What's the parallel? We say it in the Haggadah. Right? It's the Mishnah Pesachim. Kol shelo omer shlosha dvarim elu bepesach lo yatza yidei chovaso. The din of Rabbi Gamliel. Again, Rabbi Gamliel, is that a din daraisa? Pesach matzah maror? Again, l'chor, it's a din d'Rabbanan. See what it's Mitzrayim. Pesach Matzah Maror, so again, so the Ran says, just like there, Klomer, Lokiyam Mitzvah Karaui. But others might take that Lashon literally. Once the Rabbanan told you how to fulfill the Mitzvah Daraisa, you got to do it that way. So that is Tosfos and the Ran. This also comes up in, what about, If I Blow Shofar, by Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, this past year. Do I get a Mitzvah Daraisa, but I get an Avera D'Rabbanan? Or do I say, no, it's not even a Mitzvah Daraisa? So this was a major issue. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if I blow shofar on Shabbos, I get the mitzvah. I get the mitzvah. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger Shita in his Chidushim. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. Some say maybe this is against the Cheshek Shlomo. Shlomo Mivilna in the back of Maseches Megillah says that if one, he has the following question. A katan is born, well, somebody was born on Purim. Wonderful. His birthday is on Purim. And his bar mitzvah year, Purim is on Shabbos. Purim is on Shabbos. So he's laying the Megillah on Friday. And what happens if, lo and behold, somehow he missed Megillah laying? He missed Megillah laying. Or he forgot. So should he lay Megillah on Shabbos? Right? Because now he's a gadol. He didn't take the opportunity. The yesh lomar, the basar, sorry? Even if he did, you can. Even if he didn't, forget. But that's his case. He's saying, maybe if he did it, he did what he can. But he's saying, for sure, even if he forgot, the yesh lomar, the basar, the ikaro, l'chi of kriya b'shabbos, shuv eino mutal al yom ha-shabbos, shum chi of kriya. Do you say that Chazal instituted originally, remember this is all Rabbanan, that there's no laning on Shabbos, period, just on Friday, therefore there's no point in laning on Shabbos, or no, really it's Shabbos, but it's a nidcha, and here he should. So the Cheshek Shlomo seems to say that he should not lane. There's no point in laning. So is this a stira? Is this a machlokas? By shofar on Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that there is a point in doing it, but you just get an avera. While by Megillah, the Cheshek Shlomo says no, there's no point. Says the Har Tzvi, Rabbi Pesach Frank, Chelik Beis Simin Peches, that no, there's no machlokas here. This is a simple chilik. The Raisa de Rabbanan. If by shofar is a mitzvah daraisa and it is a derabanan, so that's what you could say. The mitzvah daraisa still exists. Remember, Tosfos knocked it out even by a daraisa, but that's what he says. By derabanans, it's heim amru veheim amru. If they say it's a blow on the same rabbanan that said you should lay Megillah, says you should lay Megillah on Friday when it falls out on Shabbos. So therefore, he doesn't think that it would be a machlokas. But again, this is something that comes up in various contexts. One more place where it comes up is the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. There he doesn't talk about Averis, there he talks about Mitzvahs, Kiddush. Let's say I know that how am I supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa? I am supposed to say the words that Chazal told me to say when I make Kiddush at home. And I'm supposed to do it al hayayin. Supposed to take a cup of wine and do it. And according to one sheet, right, I should drink it. I'm supposed to drink it according to all sheetas, but according to one sheet, there's a very serious part of the mitzvah. But either way, Chazal gave me a formula how to make Kiddush. What if I don't make Kiddush that way? What if I come home and I say Borei Pirag Ofen and I say Shabbos is awesome, wonderful, and I remember Yitzis Mitzrayim? I drink the wine. So my yotze the mitzvah. So again, the Minchas Chinuch says it's totally on this issue. That we have many times that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa which Chazal told us how to fulfill it. Kiddush, Birchas Hamazon, Tefillah. Three examples of mitzvah d'oraisa which Chazal told us how to fulfill it. Right? So what if I say, you know, thanks for the grub? No, is that the Gemara talks about that? But can I make up my own benching? So he says, L'chor not, that's the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, once Chazal created and told us how to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, if I don't do it in that way, so then I do not fulfill it. And this is against, he notes, the Shita of Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger is a famous Shita. Bir Alacha quotes in Nilchas Kiddush that if I come out of shul and I say, Good Shabbos, I have fulfilled my mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. And when I go home now, I'm only chayiv d'rabbanan in Kiddush, and now you get into issues of d'rabbanan. My wife is chayiv d'oraisa, I'm chayiv d'rabbanan, right? Unless you say that she also is yosei, right? After she lit candles, she says kashavas. So they're both d'rabbanan. But either way, that is the shiur of Kiva Eger, but the Minchas Chinuch says, I beg to differ, because once Chazal told you how to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, so then I don't think you would be yosei otherwise. That's the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Lamed Aleph. Again, there's more, but we move on. So that is all the first reason, right? Mekusher and Pashut. Why is it that if you put the Edom in the wrong spots, inside, outside? Because you went against what the rabbis said. Tosfos has a second reason. Why is it that it is possible? Tosfos says because it's very possible to forge it. It's very possible to forge it and make it into a... if you're right in the wrong place, you can make it into a makusher. Let's say you have a get pashid and you have the edim in the wrong place. It just leaves room for, you know, if you have the edim that aren't right under the information, it leaves room for space, right? That's that's what Tosfos says, the beginning of Tosfos, makusher. Number two, or the second Tosfos, third Tosfos also discusses it, but then I want to get to the third sheet, and that is of the Ramban. The Ramban maybe gives the simplest. Ramban says, think about it. If you have a pashut and you have edim on the back, me'achorav, what, that's kosher? What's the havamina that's kosher? The edim sign on the front, you wrote the shah on the front, and the edim sign on the back, of course that's puzzle, because the edim aren't signing under the information. Forget the also k'tikin chachameinu. They didn't sign under the shtar. He says, that can't even be the case of the Mishnah, it's so obvious. That's not the case. You know what the case of the Mishnah is? Where the edim signed on both. They them signed in both places. They them signed under and signed in the back. That's the case that the Ramban says is being discussed, and that's puzzle. First Ramban in the parak. Nirali de ain sarach lomar kishalok chasmu ha'edim elo me'achorav de hasam vaday puzzle mishum de lava shtarikam misadi. They're not signing the star. To kibbutz shahayu lahem sheyachsomu bifnim, v'hem lo chasmu ela bachutz, lo ha'idu ela almasha kasu b'shtar. They're not testifying. So if that's obvious, he says aval kach nire shepashit sheasao kulo kedino. The chiddush is if you had a normal, wonderful star. You were to start with Edom on the bottom. V'hechdim Edom mitocho karaui v'ratzo l'rabos be'edim. And you want to add on Edim. V'hechtem od Edim ba'achorav, ba'zeh amrushu pasal. What we call kol hamosif goreya. You want to add witnesses, you blew it. You blew it once you have Edim on the back. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay? So that is all the three shitas. Why? A pashut who has the Edim on the back is a pasal. You didn't go like the Chachamim, the Rashbam, Tosfos. It's possible to forge it. And the Ramban... that because the Edim didn't sign on the shtar, or even the chiddush is even if it's on the back, it's going to be pasul. The Nemuki Yosef asks, what about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh if Edim signed on the back? What about Bizman Hazeh? So the Mukhi Yosef says it depends on the reason. If you say like the reason of the Ramban, that they're not right, they're not signing on what's kasev b'shtar, then it should be possible even bizman hazeh. But if you say like Tosfos, efshel lehizdayif, because you could switch the type of shtar, it should be kosher. Because nobody writes makushers today. If nobody writes makushers today, then nobody's gonna, there's no possibility of changing it. So you have Edom on the back, you're like, oh, okay, the signature is here. And these 2 days are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch that in the Ramah in Simen Mem Beis, the Ramah writes these 2 days. There's one Derech Agav line. The mention it here or mention it later. I will mention it now, but we'll get to it again in Amud Beis. If you note, the there's no Ein Mishpat on this Amud. Right, the Rambam does not quote the whole concept of Get Makusher. Because it could be, because it wasn't Lamaisa, Lamdis, I mean, but, and the Rambam quotes items that are not Lamaisa, but it's interesting, the Rambam does not have it. Does not have it. Maybe we'll get to why. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Or start the Gemara. Minoan Emili. How do we know that there are 2 types of Shtaris? So, a few different possibilities. 3 possibilities. 3 psukim. Number 1. Amar b'chanina amdar bar kros, Pazuk says, in Yirmiyo, when Klai Yisrael were about to go, the Churban was happening, and they're all depressed, and Yirmiyo was giving them chizik. No, buy properties, because you're going to come back here. Buy properties now, so when you come back, it'll be yours. Well, so what's the Pazuk? Sados b'kesav yiknu, buy fields, v'kasuv b'sefer v'chasom, and sign it on a document, write it and sign it. V'ha'ed eidim and get witnesses. So we darshan each phrase. Sadas b'kesev yiknu v'kasev b'sefer ze pashut v'chasum ze makusher v'ha'ed shnayim eidim shlosha. Right, 2 types of documents and 2 types, 2 groups of witnesses. Ha'ketzad shnayim l'pashut shlosha l'makusher. Right, that's how you know the 2 documents and the 2 types of witnesses. The eifachana, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's 3 for the pashut and 2 for the makushar. No, mitoch shenis rabbe b'ksharav nisrav be'edav. If it's got more folds, more ribbons, then more edim. Why? The Rashbam says, if you are machmir, 2nd skinny line, mitoch shenis rabbe b'ksharav shehechmir bo'akasav v'hitshriach lasos kishurin hechmir nabe b'ribi edim. For whatever reason, the pasuk says, you have to be marbe when it comes to the folds and the knots, you also have to be marbe by the Edim. That is the formulation of the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Gershom just says, the weird one gets the weird number. If it's Mishuna, not in terms of Chumra, it's just different. The strange document gets 3 witnesses, because usually, Al Pishnei Edim Yakum Davar. Right? It doesn't say it's in terms of Chumra, it's just in terms of Shinui. That is all number 1. Number 2, Raphram. Amar Mehacha, Raphram says this pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Vo'ekach sefer hamikne ve'esachasum hamitzvah ve'hachukim ve'esagolui. That's the pasuk. Now we darshan. Vo'ekach sefer hamikne ze pashut. Esachasum ze mekusher. Ve'esagolui ze pashut shebimekusher. Golui means the pashut element in the mekusher, as we said before, the tofes. The generic form, part of every document that just has the one that applies to all, that's the pashut in the makushar. Ha mitzvah v'hachukim elu dvarim shebein pashut l'makushar. The different laws, that's the laws that are different. Ha ketzad zeidav shayim, zeidav shlosha, zeidav mitochav, zeidav me'achorav. Ve'efachana, opposite, mitoch nesav v'ksharim, nesav v'edav. Fine. That is all number 2. By the way, think back Yirmiyahu. Who wrote Yirmiyahu? Where is Yirmiyahu in Tanakh? So remember back in the first parak, right? That was in this Masechta, way back when. The source of Tanakh, the order of Tanakh, the differences between the order that we have, the order that is written in the Gemara, that's back on Daf Yud Dalet Tezvav in this Masechta earlier. Next. Number 3. Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar Mehacha. Rami Bar Yecheskel says the following. Al Pishnayim Edim or Al Pishlosha Edim Yakum Davar. Pasuk and Parsha Shoftim. 2 or 3 witnesses, the item will stand. Yakum davar. If deskayim edusin b'shnayim lama pirei lecha b'shlosha. If 2 is enough, why does it say 3? Lomer lecha shnayim lepashish shlosha lemakushar. So that's what it's saying. 2 or 3, 2 different types of documents. V'yefachana. Why don't you switch it? Mitoch shesavet b'ksharav nesavet be'edav. Period. So we have 3 different sources. Says the Gemara now. 1 minute. I can knock out all 3 sources. Vahani, Vahachi Yudasa. These sources are coming to teach me about documents. Kolchad Vachad Lamilse Yudasa. What do you mean? Each one of these teaches me something else. Right? The third one is probably the most famous. L'kidatanya. Let's do it. Sados Bakesav Yiknu Vakad B'Sif HaChasun. The first source is really Eitza Tova Kamash Malan. He's, Yirmiyahu is just giving them an Eitza Tova. He's saying, you know what? Buy some property. So when you get back, you'll have it. Right? You'll get back. You're coming back. Don't worry. Don't worry. 70 years. You'll be back here. So that's just an Eitza Tova. V'ekach HaSefer HaMikne Hachi Avi Maisa. That's just what happened. That's describing the event. Right, it's describing the event. But, and third, Al Pishtaim O'idim, Al Pishlosha Edim, Lahakish, Shlosha Lishtaim, Bepilkta Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon. Remember the Mishnah in Masechas Makos. We already know 3 and 2. So, therefore, these three cannot be the sources for Shtaris. So we'll get back to that in a second. Ella, the Gemara says, Makusha Midi Rabbanon, it must be, really, there's a Shtar Daraisa. That get. Right, get Krisus or Star Shikhr, Star Daraisa. Makuch is only Drabanan, Vikroya Smachta Ba'alma. And Psukamara Smachta, we discussed a few weeks ago, Asmachta, the Ritvin Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, the seriousness of an Asmachta. Right, that is, though, it is Drabanan. What was the Machlokas of Kiva Drabanan? Remember by Al Pishnaim or Shlosh Eidim, that's the Mishnah Makas on Daf Hey. The Mishnah asks, why does it say 2? Why does it say 3 if 2 is good enough? So, there, they have a Machlokas within Hazama. Do we say, just like 2 can be mazim 3, 3 can be mazim 2, right? That's 1 limud. Or, just like 2, you have to be mazim all of them, so 2, 3, you have to be mazim all of them, right? If you have a 10 witnesses, you have to be mazim all of them in order to have kasher zamam kick in. Right? That's the machlokas in Makkos on Daf Hey Amud Beis. So that's what's being referred to here, Rabbi Kiva the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, why Makushar? So Makushar is a Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, v'tami mai takini Rabbanan Makushar. Why is it that the Rabbanan were mesakein Makushar? It's a Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Asra de Kahani Havi. It was a place of Kohanim. V'havi kapti tuva. And they were very kaptanim. They lost their tempers easily. These group of Kohanim. Umegarshi nishayu. Therefore, they would divorce their wives in haste, quickly. Va'ab. And the problem is, if they divorce their wives, then a week later, they calm down. They can't take them back. A Kohen can't marry a Grusha, even his own Grusha. So, v'yab Rabbanan takanta. The Rabbanan made this takana so that you have to, Kohanim have to give, get, makushars. And therefore, by the time you get, you unfold it and get, and read it, maybe you'll be calmed down by then. Adahachi vahachi misva daitayu. Hopefully then you will be calmed down. Right? This is the origins of counting to 10. The origins of counting to 10 when you're angry is right here. Get makusher. Right? Do something to try to stave off the actions that are taken when we're angry. Right? Go upstairs. Right? The gadol we spoke about put on his kaz jacket. Right? One of the gadolim, Chaim Moser, one of the gadolim felt himself getting angry. He said, oh, wait, wait. I had to go put on my kaas jacket. And he kept it on the third floor in a closet. So he says, and when he walked upstairs, he went up step by step by step, very slowly, and by the time he got up to put on his kaas jacket, he wasn't kaas anymore. Right? That's the source of this whole thing. The whole source of this, we want to give him time in order for him to calm down. So Gemara says, Hatena, Gittin, Shtaris, Beikel, Meimar. That's fine by Gittin, by Shtaris. Why do we have these concepts by all different Shtaris? Because they Tachlo begin L'Shtaris. Right, so we don't want to have any chilukim between Gittin and Shtaris. Why? Tosfos has two opinions. Second Tosfos, Shlo Tachlok, either because if you passel Shtaris that are makushar, you might come to passel Gittin that are makushar, because the Dayan won't be so well versed. Inami, or if you don't use other documents that are makushar, it'll go out of, people will forget how to do it, because it's not going to be so common. Hopefully. So therefore, people will forget it. And that was the whole point of the Takana. So you had to do it by all documents in order to make sure it lasted by Gittin. Fine. Top Tosfos. Misafkawan. Bismanazeh. Shisha HaKohen Megari Shishter. Umsorach Lasos Makushar. What about Bismanazeh? Does a Kohen have to use this? Kimitocha Takana Mashmashin Glagarish Kimba Makushar. It sounds like you have to use a Makushar. Ach Lafish Enon Bekian Bo Bativ. Betov, Nachon Yosel Atzos Apasha, but we don't even know what did it mean, says Tosas. Maybe we shouldn't do it. Inami lo takin rabbanan ki boso makom. Or if you read the Gemara closely, maybe it wasn't even a general takana. It was for a certain spot, right? Because what does it say? Ba'asra takani havi. Maybe that's the Rambam. Rabbanan thought it was only one spot. I'm quoting this halacha lamaisa for everybody. There was one spot where the Kohanim used to get angry, so they made get makushers. But maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't even talk about it. It was an Eitz HaTova. It wasn't even an obligation. But this is all possibly that it was only for a group of Kohanim. The Avramah here says that hey, it's not just a group of Kohanim. All Kohanim have that little element in them. And it's just a question of, right, it's based on the Pasuk, quoted in two other contexts in Shas, the Amcha Kemerive Kohen. Your Am Pashkin Hoshea. Right, Amcha Kemerive Kohen. Your nation is like the angry ones of the Kohanim. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Beis Amid Beis, quotes it. Hoshea, Dala Dalid. He says that there's a Havamina that would have more flexibility in terms of having lotteries on Shabbos. Because Ma'od the Tema, Ho, Vixiva, Amcha Kemerive Kohen, Afilu Monus the Cholnami. You got to give them more flexibility in terms of what they're allowed to split up. Because they're going to lose their temper. Kamashlo, we don't have to. Amcha Kemerive Kohen. Or the Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara Kedushin Daf Ayin. The Gemara Kedushin says, let me find it. Imra Isa Kohen Ba'azus Meitzach Al Tahar Heracharav. If you see a Kohen with the brazenness of a forehead, meaning he's brazen, don't worry about him. Shenamar V'Amcha Kemerive Kohen. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. It's in his genes. It's genetic. Right? But the post, the Mefarshim talk about that it's inherent. But it's his responsibility to channel it. Because the Gemara also says, Kohanim Zrizim Haim. Meaning, if it's channeled in the right way, they could go above and beyond. That's why they're Kohanim. Kohanim Zrizim Haim. Right, Baruch Hashem, there's no Kohanim here today, so we could talk, maybe this, I'm sure there's many Kohanim listening out there, but Al Tahar Acharav, because he has to make sure that this is him. The Marsha in that Gemara, Kiddushin Daf Ayin, says that, Mitoch yichusova chashivuso shel kohen hu omid b'meriva. He thinks he's got great yichus, so he doesn't think he's right to be mavra midosav. That's the marsha. So they got to realize that even though they've got the yichus, they've Aaron a kohen, but they got to think about Aaron a kohen. Got to think about Aaron a kohen, what type of person he was. But that is the the amcha kemerive kohen and kohanim are kapti tuva. There's a big discussion in the achronim that here. But it seems pretty clear that if a Kohen gives a get when he is angry, b'ka'as, it's a good get. That's what we needed the whole takana. Because if they do this, they're not going to be able to get married again. So that is, that's the Gemara here. So many of the Achronim ask on a shita of the Ramah. The Ramah says in Choshen Mishpat, in Simin, where's this Ramah? The Ramah in Simin, Shin Lama Gimel, O Sifches. The Ramah says there, if I hire a worker, and I renege, like in the middle of the day, I say, forget it, you're fired. Do I have to pay you the rest of the wages for the day? So there's two deos. If I did that, baka'as, do I lose? And one of the deos says that if you do a baka'as, it doesn't count, because what you do baka'as it doesn't matter. If you're mochel baka'as, so they say, if you're mochel baka'as, it doesn't matter. What do you mean? The Gemara here says, Bethayer said mechila, it is good. So there's all different answers in the achronim. Are you mechalik between mechila and Nesinas Aget? Are you machal between Mominus and Gittin? All different types of fascinating answers. How to do it? The Chassam Sofer, the Dovid Misharim. Dovid Misharim says that real, it doesn't mean that they do up a kas here. It's just that they're kas on him by nature. But they did it right normally because that's their nature. But if they would do up a kas actually, it wouldn't be good. But that is a couple of answers given. By the Achronim. Let's just do one more line. Heichan Edom Chosmin. Where do the Edom sign? On a get Makushar. Rav Huna Amar Ben Kesher Le Kesher. Right, between each fold. Between each fold. Ben Kesher Le Kesher. And we think it's Mi Bifnim. That's what the Rashbam says. Rav Yirmi Baraba Amar Achore Haksav. In the back. Right behind the ksav, that is where you sign. So we're going to ask a kasha on this from a story, but we'll start with that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Welcome to Perek Get Pashut as we get into the last leg. It's the sprint. We're sprinting towards Rosh Chodesh Adar.